This is the national radio broadcast of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, Muslim American leader.
Imam W. Dean Muhammad. Takbir! Takbir!
Thank you. Thank you. Praise be to Allah. Thank you. Our greeting is peace. Assalamu alaikum. And it's peace be unto you. We begin always remembering God, the Lord, creator of everything, in the heavens and in the earth and in between, in us. We say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. The praise is for God, the Lord, keeper and sustainer of all the worlds. Happy Father's Day to you all. Yes. I'm speaking to the females too. You have a father. You don't have to be a father to receive Happy Father's Day wishes. Yes. And you don't have to be a mother to receive Happy Mother's Day wishes. Recently I addressed a gathering in Annapolis, Indiana, and they invited me there to be with them on Mother's Day. So I wished Happy Mother's Day to all of them. And I said, everyone has a mother. Everyone has a mother, everyone has a father, you know. yes, and really, within our own human constitution, we all are both mothers and fathers. Yes, when the mother is absent, the father should take over until she gets back on her job. Yes. We are not, they say we have X and Y chromosomes, don't they? That means in everyone is both male and female. And our religion tells us as beginning of the creation of human beings, and it begins with one soul. Say God created from one soul, male and female. Male and female. So that means that whatever we are separately, we are one also. We are one also, though different. We are one also, one in the nature of our soul. And a man will break down and cry just like a woman or just like a baby, if the right situation is created for it. Yes, yes. So we attribute this emotional nature to females and scripture too. That's because it's typical. It's more common. It's more popular among females. But the same nature is in males. In males and in females. Now, I'm going to proceed here. And the topic is on Adam. Adam is the father. Father of mankind, father of all people, Adam. And Adam is in every one of us. You know, I'm the son of Clara Muhammad and Elijah Muhammad. They both have passed. But I am from, as you are from your parents, I am from their bodies. My life came from Clara Muhammad's body and Elijah Muhammad's body. And that's what I am. I'm the flesh of Clara and Elijah. That's what I am. So if we had a parent in the beginning of the life of people on this planet Earth, and that parent name is Adam and Eve, whatever, whatever was then is now. Is now. And really, you know, the way we look at it with our intelligence, human intelligence, limited human intelligence, the way we look at it is not correct. We think of Adam as being a person, a physical person. But Adam is a type of person, not a physical person, a type of person. That is the complete man that God made with the intelligence and the sensitivities, the faculties of mind or intellect that he needed to be successful in the world created by God, in this material world. And he became father to all the people. But there was limitations for him. Why? Because God had not given man help. And no matter how much and how well God constituted us or made us for the job of surviving in his creation, we can only go so far, and then we're going to need his help. Why? Because the world is bigger than the creation of man. I'm giving you the scripture now. The world is bigger than the creation of man. So at one point in man's progress, he's going to be overwhelmed. He's going to be overloaded by God's creation. You know, we think we know a lot, don't we? I don't care if you finished 50 universities and you got doctorate degrees from every one of them in the most complicated subjects that exist. I ask you a simple question, you can't answer it. Where does space begin and end? Where does space begin and end? Now this great learned world of ours, in this advanced time for science and technology, cannot tell us where space begins and ends. We have mapped cities, states, continents. We have mapped the solar system, the sun, and those things that appear to us at night, and with the help of the telescope, we've mapped that as best we could. But that has an end. When I look at a map of my little town, Markham, I can tell you where the border ends. And I can tell you what borders on that. Likewise, it is for my city, Chicago, where I grew up. But when anyone attempts, no matter how learned or how many modern tools they have to help them with the job, when anyone attempts to map space or to map the full extent of material bodies in space, they run out and they can't tell us what's on the other side. Now to finish this up real quick, so you won't be trying to find an answer. I simply have to just ask you, once you have figured out where space ends, tell me what's on the other side of that. You see, it's impossible. It's impossible for the human mind to capture the whole of God's creation. It's impossible. Now, God doesn't have to argue with us. He doesn't argue with us. He let us run out. So we will start all over again. And that's what life is on this planet Earth. With the mind, it's just like the moon that seems to be gone forever for a day or so. And then it appears again as a thin crescent, a little thin line. And it grows and grows and grows until it becomes full, a complete circle. And then it disappears for a day or so. And after growing to fullness, it disappears for a day or so. And start all back over again from a little thin line. And philosophers and thinkers and seers and prophets, they saw that as a sign of the ability of man's brain, or the ability of man's intelligence. It starts out in the dark. When is it in the dark? When you are yet in your mother. You haven't been born yet. But soon as you are born, 9 months in your mother, soon as you are born, you become conscious, if you are blessed with life, to have life, you become conscious in this world, this big world created by God. And when you become conscious, your brain starts to work. Immediately, the brain starts to work. And the word brain will grow and grow and grow, and with years you become more and more intelligent. And you'll fix your mind on something, and you'll perceive what life is, and you will live that life, and you will run out. You're still living physically, but your mind has run out.
Right.
You can't do anything more with reality. You'll stop. And you may run into Honorable Elijah Muhammad, if it was back there in that time. And he may say things that shake your mind up and jolt it with powerful energy. And you might start thinking all over again. And you end up sinking into another world. You thought yourself into another world. And you think and you think and you think. And something happened, some tragedy, or something maybe not a tragedy, a good experience. But something that shaped that conviction you had. And you'll start all over again. Huh? Yes, you start all over again. Just like the moon. It keeps trying for perfection. And every time the moon gets perfection, it has to give it up and start all over again. Well, thank Allah, we get more than 1 month to live, huh? And if we think we got it, if we don't, we just start all over again. That's life. So in the final analysis, what is a human being? A human being is life, certainly. Life belonging to all the other life that God created. All life is sensitive. All life is connected. All life is connected. We are connected not only to flesh life, we are connected also to plant life. All life is connected. I remember what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said to you, what you eat. So if I'm what I eat, I'm cabbage and string beans and chicken and all that stuff, huh? And that's true. God made the human being to be a consumer of all the foods. Some animals, they just want one food. Some eat meat and even grain like we do, or vegetables like we do, but we are the most, we are the biggest of all the consumers. We consume more than all the other living things. And what I want to say with this line of reasoning is that we limit ourselves. We limit ourselves. And we abort our brains before they reach maturity. We limit ourselves and abort our own brains before they reach maturity. A Muslim is supposed to be a student from the cradle to the grave.
Yes.
This is the teachings of our Prophet in Islam. That the believer, he seeks knowledge from the cradle to the grave. It's just recently in the history of education, modern education in the West, it's just recent that they have learned that your child is ready long before 6 years old, long before kindergarten time. The child is ready to learn, and the child, you should watch over the child to see that the child have a healthy and helpful, supportive learning environment. From the time the baby is born to the time you give up taking care of that baby or that child. This is Father's Day. Father's Day. We should reflect sometimes. Reflecting is thinking on something, or seeing something, perceiving something, being in touch with something, and then giving it more thought, or giving it thought after seeing it, coming in contact with it with your mind. That's reflecting on something. How we males, or should I say we male children, how we male children pass time has changed a lot over my lifetime, the period of my lifetime, or 70 years, so it changed a lot. We were poor and idle, not working all the time, not in school all the time. And we'd be hanging out on the corner and in vacant lots, on the porches, sitting on the porches in the summertime. I remember the older boys pitching horseshoes. And I remember joining them, learning how to pitch horseshoes. Some of you don't even know what that game is. I remember rooting the peg. See, a lot of you don't know what that game is either. I remember rooting the peg. I know you, some of you, or maybe most of you remember this, shooting marbles. They still shoot marbles, I think. Although it's how hard to find marbles anymore, because we lost them all. Pitching pennies. How many of you males remember pitching pennies? There you go, there you go. There you go. Pitching pennies. Well, that was a signal of what's coming. Yeah, that was a signal of what was coming. Pitching pennies. What is one penny called? 1 cent? And 5 pennies?
5 cents.
5 cents. If you try to make cent plural, how would you pronounce it?
Senses.
Senses. So, yeah, you see what's going on? You see what's happening in that seems to be only play? And Allah says in our holy book to this world and its guardians who pride themselves in being in charge of the world, says to them, we were not at play when we created the skies and the earth. It wasn't a play game. We were not at play. It's a serious matter.
Yes.
I know you remember shooting pool. You still do that. Do you remember us calling ourselves cats? C-A-T-S, cats. I remember hearing someone say something like this. Later for those cats, man. Yeah. They ain't with it. Huh? later for those cats, man. They ain't with it. After the 50s, we went with our spirit. That's it. Can you hear me well with that plain noise? Okay. We went with our spirit from cats to dogs. Now, what is readily noticed as a difference between cats and dogs? Dogs are more likely to be indecent right in the public's eye. Huh? Dogs get into other business that's not their own. They just got to sniff it. Even if they don't understand it, they got to sniff it. Now let's change a little bit and look at the signs of aging. Can you imagine seeing your young newborn, your newborn, coming out wearing an afro? There's much that can be said about hair area changes and the growing pains that comes with it. Not wanting to give a lot of time to this, let's center it around above the shoulders. Now forget about hair down below the shoulders, okay? We're talking only about hair above the shoulders. Everywhere on this earth, we find males who have aged all. No hair. I got a cap. I bought it a couple of months ago from Walmart. And I bought it because it said, no hair day. And believe me, I was in the shopping area with a European-American gentleman, white man, about my age. And he had on a nice hat. And he looked at mine, and he said, I'd like to change with you. He liked the wording on my black cap with the white wording letters saying no hair day. So I roused such curiosity at one point one day. I said, you find these words funny or interesting or what? They just smiled. They said, I said, I'll tell you what no hair day is. I say, it's the day most of us are born. That's no hair day. Curiously, most of the males think themselves to Yeah, some of them gave most of their years to playing and balling. Take the D off, two L's, balling. Having a ball. Now, another change that we find in the area of the hair, the head, it grazes. Turn whitish. Like my man there. For many, this white hair is a mark of distinction. It's a mark of distinction. I better hold these, a little breeze, take them away. It adds distinction to their features, the gray or white hair. With age, hair that was the blackest of black may change to be the whitest of white. With those fires in the young, snoozing out, fires in the young, snoozing out. It is not that hard to be sexually sinless. The Quran has pages on life in the reverse gear. We go forward from the day we were born, and we reach a time when the youthfulness, the life, starts to reverse. Revert back to a state of weakness, helplessness. This is from the Quran, what I'm saying to you now, off the page here. The picture is drawn of male life, young, developed, and robust. After coming of old age, the sap sinks. The sap sinks down in the feet. No need for checks and balances. There's little left to check, and balancing is out and off. I enjoyed putting it together too. So.
If you enjoyed today's program and would like to receive it in its entirety, you may call 708-862-7733 or visit wdmpublications.com. Ask for catalog number. For more on the ministry of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, call 708-798-6750 or write Ministry of W. Dean Muhammad, P.O. Box 1061, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. For Muslim Journal, see local distributor. And thanks for listening.